702.
You can call us
on 011-883-0702.
But going back to that weekend's tremor year in Cape Town, as I said, particularly people up north close to mining towns are quite familiar with light tremors. But now the seismic event here in Cape Town, apparently the cause of the tremors here was because of a 2.7 magnitude quake in Malmesbury that he resulted in some of those shakes here. It has raised issues regarding the safety of the Coburg nuclear plant, which lies close to what is known as the Molniton fault line. But there's nothing to worry about. And that's according to Eskom government officials saying that Coburg was designed to withstand a quake of up to 7 on the Richter scale. But people like Peter Becker of the Coburg Alert Alliance, a nuclear watchdog group, says details of seismic safety reports are still kept under wraps. He joins me now. Peter, do you doubt Eskom, the provincial and national government's assertions that there is no risk to Coburg regarding seismic activity, which may happen occasionally here in this area, as we found out at the weekend?
Good afternoon, Lester. Good to be with you. Well, I think it's impossible to say that there's no risk. I mean, that is an entirely unscientific statement. Of course, there's a risk. The question is to quantify that and to then do some kind of balance between the risks and the benefits, right? So the question we should be asking is, how big is the risk, and is it small enough? I mean, if you take the Fukushima disaster and you ask that plant operator the day before the disaster, is your plant safe? What do you think they would have said, you know? Of course, everyone thinks it's safe until the unexpected happens. So we didn't expect a global pandemic. We don't expect a large earthquake in Cape Town. And we don't expect a nuclear disaster. But that doesn't mean those things will never happen.
You've said that you filed various PI applications seeking information regarding the safety assessments at Coburg. Has that been forthcoming?
No, and there's actually a worrying culture of secrecy at Coburg / Eskom and also the nuclear regulator. So there was a study that was submitted by Eskom to the nuclear regulator in 2017, which specifically looked at evaluating the seismic risk at that site. And we did a PIA, which is a Promotion of Access to Information Act, request for that study so we could have a look at it. We've been very involved in looking at the seismic risk at that site, and it was refused. Which is puzzling, because if there's no risk, why shouldn't that scientific study be made public?
Peter Becker, the spokesperson for the Coburg Alert Alliance.